Mr. Quadros, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Scott.
Describe what Siler City was like during the period this book focuses on.
Well, Siler City is a community in transition. In the 90s, it saw a huge influx, as the rest of the state has, of course, a huge influx of Latino immigrants. And the town at the beginning, in the mid-90s to 2002, 2003, really, really struggled with how to cope and how to deal with that minority group.
So how did the development of a soccer team and then a very successful soccer team change that city into what it is today?
Well, I think the soccer team has helped people in Siler City really come to look at the Latino kids as being a part of their community. They no longer are just Latino kids, but are in essence Jets, just like any other kid at the local high school. And so that's really done a lot in terms of people being able to identify with them and also to identify with the success that they brought to their school and their community.
And then as you watch these events unfold, what led you to ultimately write a book about them?
Well, you know, the story of the Jets is, I think, and Siler City is a microcosm of the story of what America is going through right now in terms of immigration. Siler City, and I've described this in the book as sort of being, has gone through the five stages of grief or the five stages of immigration. And at first, you know, the town was in denial that this migration was happening to it and the town was going to change. And then it went into its own sort of anger phase, and which culminated in a rally that featured David Duke in 2000. And since then, it has gone closer and closer towards acceptance. And I think that's a lesson that other communities in the country can learn when it experiences this influx of Hispanic immigrants.
Now, this book is said to put a human face on the immigration debate. How did you go about doing that when you wrote it?
Well, the book is really told through the lives of the boys themselves and their experiences. And the boys break down into several different kind of groups. We focus in on Latinos who have moved from other parts of the United States, who were born in the United States and have moved from the big cities, the central cities, to escape violence, gang violence, crime, and have moved to rural parts of the interior portion of the United States. And it also focuses on immigrant kids who are new recent arrivals, as well as kids who have immigrated here and been living in the United States for several years and have really come to accept this country as their own.
How far along is Siler City in determining racial relations compared to other cities across the state? Is it a perfect situation yet?
No, I don't think any situation is perfect in the United States when it comes to race and ethnicity. Each community struggles with that issue. But Siler City is not the city that it was at the beginning of the migration. It's come to sort of have a working relationship with its immigrants, and I think that's been great. When you compare Siler City to other towns in the United States, for instance, like Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and Allen Park in Florida that were desperately trying to pass ordinances and are still trying to pass ordinances that would limit housing to immigrants, whether they're in the country legally or illegally, then you see kind of a difference there as to where Siler City was with its own anti-immigrant rally and its own efforts to try and deport immigrants that were not legal residents, and where these other towns are today. So it's almost like Siler City has been through this and has a good lesson to tell the rest of the country in terms of how to deal with this migration.
Paul Quadros, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.